Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 73, I Will There Be Light? I have used this lesson more than almost any other lesson. If you combine the words that are in italics, you can use this phrase, I will there be light. Darkness is not my will. Let me behold the light that reflects God's will and mine. When you use this phrase, you are making a direct choice. And as such, you will experience a direct outcome of your choice that is much more light, happy, and peaceful. When you combine this phrase, you can simply use it during a meditation, repeating the phrase over and over again, leaving a nice space in between each round, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to teach you, and to show you the light that dwells within you. And whether you see it or feel it or sense it, however you experience it, know that you are being prepared to remember the memory of God, which is so filled with light and all-encompassing. This memory is very large, very lofty, and as such, we need to be prepared to be able to remember it. Now, as you focus only on the light within you, this is your purpose. As you focus on this, you might be tempted to feel that everything outside of you would begin to fall or be scattered about, or somehow if it loses your attention that there would be problems or challenges that would result. What we are reminded of today is that as we focus only on the light, which is God's will for us, that we are the light of the world. That the effect of that awareness is that you will have no problems. Every problem will become undone and resolved. Let's bring all of our attention today to remembering our will for the light. And as we do, we take our attention off of our perceived problem, and your ego would say, this is not good, because if you take your eye off of the ball, so to speak, you might be hit by it. Divine love would say it is not so. If you will focus on the light today, what you will experience is the effect of that choice. And all of your perceived problems will begin to restore, transform, and heal right in front of your eyes, because it is the effect of your choice. Today we recall paragraph number 2, where it says that the ego brings in these middlemen that try to bring us into the grievance. They actually traffic in grievances. We do not want to see these people as bad or dark or tainted. We want to remember today the light within them, no matter who it is that is your middleman today, trafficking in grievances or persecution or judgment or pain or lack, whoever your middleman is today. Let's simply be willing to see the truth of them. If we can recognize it within them, we will know it within ourselves. Dear God, help us to see the truth today. We offer this space for you, that we would be willing to release our need for judgment or grievances. We will there be light. Darkness is not our will. Let us behold the light that reflects your will and ours.